Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A 23-year-old man from Saginaw is facing several felony charges after authorities say he fled from a traffic stop and crashed his vehicle early Sunday morning. According to Michigan State Police, troopers tried to stop the driver around 3 a.m. near Sheridan Avenue and Remington Street for speeding and allegedly running a flashing red signal. Police say the driver accelerated away, though troopers did not pursue under department policy. Investigators say the vehicle later crashed in a vacant lot off Sheridan Avenue. The suspect then reportedly ran from the scene before being taken into custody by a Saginaw Police Department officer on Holland Avenue. During a search of the vehicle, troopers say they recovered a privately made firearm, commonly called a ghost gun, equipped with an auto-sear device. Authorities also report finding crack cocaine on the suspect after his arrest. The man, who police say had recently been released from parole, is charged with fleeing and eluding police, resisting and obstructing officers, drug possession, felony firearm violations, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. As of Monday afternoon, he had not yet been arraigned. And Michigan lawmakers are considering legislation that would prevent Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson from overseeing elections while she is a candidate for governor. The proposal is being reviewed by the Michigan House Election Integrity Committee as Benson continues her campaign for the state's top office. Republican State Representative Rochelle Smith says the bill would formalize Benson's stated intention to step away from election-related duties tied to the 2026 race. Supporters of the measure argue it would help avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest. Smith also criticized the Secretary of State's office over election training materials that lawmakers have requested but say they have not received. She says those concerns add to calls for Benson to recuse herself from election oversight responsibilities. Another Republican lawmaker, Ann Bullen, questioned Benson's proposed election rules, saying previous disputes over election authority have led to repeated court challenges. A public hearing on the proposed rule changes is scheduled for May 22nd. Separately, Republican lawmakers in both the House and Senate have asked the U.S. Department of Justice to monitor Michigan's 2026 primary and general elections. Michigan's primary election is set for August 4th. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right. Whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a crash that sent several people to the hospital happened around 3:30 p.m. on May 15th at the intersection of Sturm Road and Burn Road in McKinley Township. Deputies say a northbound 2022 Chevy Silverado pickup failed to stop at a stop sign and struck the driver's side of a westbound 2008 Ford F-350 pickup. Investigators say the Chevrolet continued through the intersection before running off the roadway and into a ditch. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage and were towed from the scene. Authorities reported cloudy skies and dry road conditions at the time of the crash. The 46-year-old driver of the Chevrolet was cited for failure to yield. Two juvenile passengers in that vehicle suffered minor injuries. The 33-year-old driver of the Ford and an adult passenger were also injured and transported to Shure Hospital for treatment. Emergency crews from Windsor Township Fire Department, Shure EMS, and Sebring EMS assisted at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.